This is the Paper Planes podcast, where we take a deep dive into some of the week's most notable business and marketing stories and interview high-performing business leaders and marketing professionals to find out their lessons for success.
Welcome to episode number 84 of the Paper Planes Marketing podcast with me, Simon Dell. Now, this one's going to be a short one today because, why is it going to be a short one today? Because we're going to talk about something specific. We don't have anybody to interview, but I wanted to share my thoughts about a new social network that I have been playing around with called TikTok. Now, for those of you who are listening to me say that, who are maybe younger or, you know, in the millennial age bracket than me, may be kind of rolling their eyes going, here is an old person talking about a social media platform, which you'd pretty much be right. That's exactly what it is. But I'm going to talk about TikTok because I think it's important that businesses understand new social networks and things that are making waves in the communication and marketing space, and TikTok is definitely one of those. I'm going to try and explain first up the history of TikTok, and then I'm going to kind of explain how it works, and then I'm going to explain exactly what I have been doing on it. And I should have been spending my time in a much better, much more informative way. But no, I haven't. This is what I've been doing. So first of all, let's just talk about the background of what TikTok actually is. So TikTok was an app. You can download it for your phone. I would suggest if you haven't downloaded it, go and download it. Pause this podcast, go and download it, play around with it, come back and listen to the rest of this. It's a Chinese company. It was launched, an iteration of it was launched in 2016, September 2016, so it's not even 4 years old. The Chinese company that created it then bought another startup. In fact, they spent $1 billion buying another startup called Musical.ly, which was based in Shanghai, which is also another Chinese company, but had offices in the US. And it kind of merged the two together. At the same time, and this is important to understand, another creative platform called Vine also sort of disappeared. I'm not going to go into the history of why Vine disappeared, but it was shut down. And Vine had a lot of very popular creators on it. And the understanding is, a lot of those Vine creators moved to TikTok. So kind of TikTok just went boom from out of nowhere. It is available in 150 markets at the moment, or probably more than that. It has an insane amount of downloads. I think it was the seventh, last year, 2019, it was the seventh most downloaded mobile app. Actually, it was the seventh most downloaded mobile app of the decade. So it had gone very quickly from zero to hero. And it's just massively popular. It is a fantastic creative platform. And I'm going to try and explain now what it does, because it's not easy to understand without actually looking at it. And it's certainly not easy to try and explain it on a podcast because, this is an audio medium and it is a very visual platform. But basically, it is allows users to create short music and lip syncing videos and short looping videos and just basically short videos. Anywhere from between 30 and 60 seconds. 15 seconds seems to be the optimal time because, that was the background. That's where Vine operators, Vine users operated in. That's sub 15 second video. But that's kind of essentially what it is. It's a video. It's a creative video platform for videos of 3 to 60 seconds long. It started off Musical.ly because Musical.ly, which was the original one that they bought and merged, Musical.ly was all about kids lip syncing videos. So it was them trying to be pop stars and lip syncing Justin Bieber or whoever it might be and pretending that they were the particular pop star. But it's kind of evolved much further than that. The interesting thing is there is no kind of like YouTube and YouTube creators, there's all sorts of different YouTube creators and there's all sorts of different TikTok creators out there. There is a lot of things you can do and go on there and create kind of videos easily. Now, we all know what a meme is. And if you don't know what a meme is, you've been living under a rock for 15 years. TikTok kind of has video memes, things that one person does. And these started off as dances, but you know, it might be things that one person does and other people repeat or offer their own interpretation of the meme. Now, again, that's really hard to explain it without you seeing it. But, you know, one that was quite popular probably about 3 or 4 months ago was a guy's voice doing, talking about how he'd been in, Soviet Russia for a certain amount of days. And he does it 4 times. And each time he's been in Soviet Russia for longer, and his voice is changing to a much more Russian accent as he goes along. And in the 4th video, he's basically drinking a bottle of vodka and falling over. Doesn't sound funny, but you kind of have to watch it to understand it. Now, what happens is one person creates that video as a joke, and then lots of other people create videos using his voice or his voiceover and their interpretation of his TikTok. So that's kind of one example, but there is a absolutely shitload of examples out there. There is a lot of famous people who are already on there. Will Smith is on there. I saw Idris Elba on there yesterday. Other TikTok creators that were and are famous on YouTube. Terry Crews is on there all the time. A lot of the news teams and some of the major American TV stations. Lots of people are using this and creating really good content. The interesting thing about TikTok is it is very easy to create content, but it is also very easy to create shit content. There is a lot of good content creators out there. There is a lot of terrible content creators out. But TikTok is such a great kind of leveling platform. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're good at producing content, you can actually get a lot of followers and become TikTok famous. It's hard because then you can't go onto TikTok. And this is probably the hardest thing for businesses. It's hard to go onto TikTok and start pushing a message or selling something because that's not how TikTok works. TikTok is about creating good content. You look at Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, or whatever you want to call him. You know, he goes on there and he talks about, you know, stuff. And it's just the same old boring Gary V kind of spiel that you hear all the time about, you know, hustling and blah, 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 blah. You know, you can see that stuff anywhere. You could listen to him on, you know, YouTube, or you could listen into him on Twitter, or what, you know, all of these places you can hear Gary V stuff left, right, and center. That's not what it's about. It's not about regurgitating existing platform stuff and putting it onto TikTok. It's about being original and it's about being creative. And for that in mind, it is a beautiful experience because there's a, as I said, there's a lot of shit content, there's a lot of great content, and it's about finding them and finding the creators that can make you laugh or smile or whatever. I would suggest you go in and have a look and actually use it. And I think it is a rabbit hole that you can get yourself lost down. But if you think it's suitable for your business, it is something that will actually get great reach for you. I met a guy yesterday whose daughter had posted a TikTok where she'd put her mobile phone with a video on onto a plate at Sushi Train, a moving plate at Sushi Train, and just took a video of the phone doing a circuit around Sushi Train and it got 3 million views. Now, a lot of you will be sitting there thinking, you know, what's so funny about a, you know, what's so interesting about a, you know, video, a phone going around Sushi Train, and probably not a lot, but it's a short moment of entertainment. And this is what people are looking for on TikTok. They are looking for little moments of joy, little moments of engagement, little moments of entertainment. You know, there's a marketplace out there for people who want to watch, you know, Game of Thrones long episodes of entertainment. But there's also a marketplace for people out there who just want a little 1 minute, 30 seconds, 15 seconds of entertainment. And TikTok is a fantastic place to find that. The last thing I will share with you is my profile. So by all means, come and watch me, come and see my videos. And I'm just going to talk you through some videos that I've done just to experiment, really. My handle on TikTok is Problem Solved. That's all one word, but instead of the O's in problem and solved, they are zeros. That's my old gamer nickname that I used to use on Xbox Live and still use in some of the games that I play. So Problem Solved, all one word, with O's instead, or sorry, with zeros instead of the O's. I posted a video and I posted it on Christmas Eve. And it's about 15 seconds long. It is a background sound of somebody doing the, I call Australia home, but they do the sound to, oh God, I've now completely forgotten it. The song that has the Shake It Like a Polaroid picture in it. Anyway, so it's people doing that song, but with the words, I call Australia home on it. In it is my young son, who's almost 3.5 years old. You can barely see him. He's in there for like a couple of seconds. But it is the Father Christmas driving around Valla Beach down in New South Wales, which is where we were for Christmas, giving out sweets to the children. That had almost 200 comments. It has over 12,000 likes and it has been seen almost 200,000 times. That's the most successful TikTok I've had so far. I haven't managed to replicate that success despite trying very hard, but it kind of plays to all the things that TikTok does well. It's a brief segment of entertainment. It's a little bit of nostalgia. It's fun, it's Australian, it appeals to a particular demographic, and it's got a song in the background, Outkast, that was it. My brain just worked there, Outkast, and that was the band. And it appeals to a certain segment who, you know, may recognize that as a Christmas, you know, in their, you know, in their town or their city. So my advice, my pieces of advice finally to wrap up this about how to go and create a good TikTok is probably three things. Number one, you've got to be creative. Look at what other people are doing. There is no harm in TikTok in terms of mimicking them or trying to do what they do, but you have to be creative. My second tip is keep it short. It's tempting that TikTok gives you a minute of a video that you could publish, but some of the most viral ones I've seen are 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 10 seconds long. So you've got to try and be creative in a very short space of time. So, you know, just those two things are hard as well. The third tip that I'm going to give you is to try and use a song or an audio track or a soundtrack or whatever that is currently trending, because then you will get into the pool of people who are going back and looking at what else people are producing with that audio track. Those are my three tips at the moment. I'm sure if you go out and talk to people who are big on TikTok that there are better and more tips for you. I've produced three videos, one with 190,000 views, one with almost 30,000 views, and one with over 50,000 views. But my last three videos have managed to not even scrape in at 2,000 views between them. So I'm kind of still trying to experiment to find out what works well, what doesn't work, what is getting people excited, hopefully then use what I learn and apply that and help people's businesses. So look, that's pretty much it from me. That's my TikTok in 15 minutes. I hope you find that useful. For those of you who love TikTok out there, you know, come and follow me and give me some feedback on the things that I'm producing, because God knows I need it. So other than that, we will see you for the next episode of the Pep and Planes Marketing Podcast.